107.1 Juice FM, Stratford's greatest hits. Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudle. It's an absolute pleasure to have Dale Bost on the phone lines with Stratford Legion. Lots to talk about. Good morning, Dale.
Good morning, Jamie.
It is so nice to have you on the phone lines. We've got good news with Stratford Legion. Slowly reopening, at least this week, the doors have reopened.
It's good to be back and open again. You know, this whole pandemic time, our legions have been subject to different rules in different regions, and it's created a lot of confusion on what's allowed and not allowed. And more recently, we have been now lumped together in the same category as bars and restaurants under the supervision of the health board. And so we're basically in the same boat as those people. So we're doing, again, the QR scanning, the health questions, et cetera. So that's where we're at, and so it's been difficult trying to keep up with all the rules and directions.
Oh, for sure. But the good news, as you mentioned, the lounge and bar has reopened as of this week. New hours, 1:30 till 6:30 Monday to Friday, and 2 till 6 on Saturday. But that's going to be great for Legion members and the community to enjoy once again.
Yeah, so everybody's kind of breathing a sigh of relief. We're hoping this is our last shutdown that we have to look at, and everything is starting to roll again now. We got our Legion meals picking up here, takeout meals. We have maybe even potential sit-down meals coming up in the near future as well. And as you said, the Saturday meat draw is starting at 2 p.m., and we're even talking now about having our monthly Legion general meetings, and with elections and an AGM to follow in the spring.
Oh, that is good to hear. Yeah, the meat draws back in starting February 19th. And I know the Sunday monthly takeout meals have been such a huge success that Frank and Donna have done a great job with those. But as you mentioned, now the potential for takeout or dining in moving ahead.
We are now discussing that possibility with the relaxation of the rules, for sure. And we have a takeout luncheon today with the Ladies Auxiliary occurring at the Legion.
So. Oh, well, there you go. Lots happening with Stratford Legion. And the hall is available for rentals moving forward, Dale?
We have rental space, yeah. We're hoping to fill it up as soon as possible. That's part of, what carries our Legion along is the hall rentals. So.
And the support of the community, for sure. So again, Stratford Legion out on Ontario Street, a great spot and great people there. Dale, is there anything else? And I'm sure more events will be forthcoming, but anything else about Stratford Legion that folks need to know?
There was one thing I wanted to add at the end here. It's traditional in the Legion not to engage in political action, but we do want the public to know that the Ottawa protest has been, for us at the Legion, a source of embarrassment and disgust with the defilement of the National Cenotaph. And, just the comparison of the protesters' actions with bouncy castles and hot tubs, comparing them to the Canadian soldiers who won battles for our freedom, there's no discussion needed. You know, we will continue to stand our ground here at the Legion through all this and do our jobs.
All right. Dale Bost with Stratford Legion. Dale, always a pleasure chatting. Just great to hear that the Stratford Legion have reopened their doors. And if they'd like some more information, maybe to become a member or more information about Stratford Legion, what's the best way to get in touch?
Just to phone the office, and you can pick up an application form, or you can enroll online as well at on.legion.ca. We really would love to have more of the public become part of our membership to offer us their support.
Because Stratford Legion is such an important part of our community. And their phone number, 519-271-4540. Dale Bost with Stratford Legion. Thanks so much for the conversation, Dale.
Thank you, Jamie, for this opportunity.